Blog Talk Radio.
Hey man, so many people are going through tests and trials and tribulations. And so many people are going through financial shortages and all kinds of pressures. So we ask that you would send your peace in the midst of the storm. Remind them how you were asleep at the bottom of the boat, got up, walked out and said, peace be still, and everything came to a calm. We can do that in our lives, God. All these personal situations and all these precious people are going through storms. You can speak and say, peace be still. And everything will fall into place. Oh, my God, you can speak peace, and the waves will calm down. Speak peace, and the winds, boisterous, will come down. Speak peace, and the water will still, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Speak peace, and the fish down below in the ocean will have a calm, too. Thank you for what you are and what you can do. My God, bless these people bountifully and help them. Bring miracles, so like you've never seen. Well, you already have. So many, but bring more miracles like we've never seen in 2015. So many miracles. Thank you for everything. Now, bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' name, I pray. For the glory of God, I pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless y'all and good morning to everybody who's
good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody, everybody. Good morning. Amen. Somebody watched over y'all all night long. We bless you to be here this morning. Amen. He's listening to see if y'all will speak to him because he's
listening
by now. That's it. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Lord. We just praise God and thank him for what he's done and for what he's doing. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we thank God, amen, for all of you who come to join in. I want to say this before I forget it. The Lord spoke to my heart and said, ask the people to go on a 3-day fast, starting today. To start today. 3-day fast. Amen. If you would, don't eat this morning. Go on at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Amen. And then on Saturday, don't eat. Go on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Sunday, after service, you know, if you can't make it to 3, 5, and if you can't, just after service, go ahead and meet with your family. But 3 days in the name of Jesus. Good. And thank you. Go ahead and fast for whatever the Lord places on your heart. If you have a need, fast for it. Ask God to bless you to be able to bless others for this Christmas season, that he will bless you financially. Just fast in the name of Jesus. And then if you think about Lady Betty and myself, fast, include us in your prayer. And if you fast, if the Lord bless us bountifully, if you would. Thank God for First Lady and Pastor Betty Johnson. Amen. And just remember her. Amen. And you would remember me. God bless you. This is a wonderful time to give God praise. So, we're going to have our praise reports this morning. Thank you so much. Somebody who hasn't told what the Lord has done for you, it's a good thing to make known his deeds among the people and talk of his glorious works and wondrous works. Talk of them. Amen. Let me see who can do that this morning. I need as much people to hold my arms up right now as much as possible. Amen. Do you have a volunteer? If not, let's see who can do that. Do you have a volunteer who can take the praise reports this morning? Is Mother Digby, are you on the line this morning?
Yes, I am.
Man, jump in there for me. Amen.
Good morning. Yes, I will. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. Good morning to everyone, and thanking and praising God for this first through prayer line. I thank the Lord for, I always got something to thank God for, because God has been so good to me, brought me from a long ways, came into my life when I was 20 years old and saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. Haven't had a mind to look back. I thank God for looking forward, and I thank him for how he healed my body so many times, how he healed my children, how he keeps my heart and mind encouraged by the day. I thank him for this first fruit prayer line. Thank you for Dr. Johnson. Thank you for what he's doing for him now and what he's going to do for him. I just thank you, praise the Lord, for each and every one of you. I want to say I thank the Lord for this time of praise. The line is open to each and every one to give a praise report right now. God is able, and we thank God for each and every one of you. The line is open.
Good morning. See if I can get Peterson.
Good morning.
Thank God. Amen to God, not to into Ambassador Johnson, each one on my line. I thank and praise God for what he is to me, what he is to us, what he's going to do. I think a few weeks ago I had a procedure, and they thought it might be cancer, but the Lord blessed it wasn't cancer, and I thank God it wasn't, because I can deal with the healing. Longer I know it wasn't cancer, I thank and praise God, because he is a healer. And God is good. I continue to praise him all the time. God bless you today while on the line this morning.
God bless you, Mother Peterson. Thank God for deliverance and God healing. Whatever it is, God is able to heal you. And we thank and praise the Lord for that. The line is still open to anyone else that would like to give the praise report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, this is Sister Cobb in Texas, air code 713. I thought I had a little cough this morning, but I got to get this praise report out. I thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day, for being the head of my life. I thank the Lord for Ambassador Johnson. If I hadn't came on this prayer line this year, I don't know what I would have been able to get through, but with God's help, I've been able to get through this year. Thank the Lord for Mother Johnson and Ambassador Lady Betty. But I have a praise. I have some ultra awesome praise reports that the Lord has just blessed me out through the year. And when I heard my sister, Ambassador Deborah Johnson, speak the other morning about problem that she's having with her finances with the RIS coming back on her husband. So I have a praise report that's ultra awesome. Through my years of working through GTE, of course, we had good benefits. And I had a good retirement, a nice retirement. And when I retired in 2002, I pulled that out of my retirement. And being my ex-husband worked there, he got part of my retirement, I got part of his. So during that period, they didn't take out enough taxes. And I owed, you know, a lot of people don't like to tell, but this will help somebody.
Amen.
I owe close to over $200,000 in taxes.
Wow.
And, of course, if I could live from now until eternity, I'd never be able to pay it back. During the course of me being retired and during the course of his illness, of course, he owed some back taxes that I didn't know about before we got married. And, of course, that happened. You know, I wasn't near that much. But anyway, I say, Lord, I'm unable to work, can't pay these taxes and all these type of things. You're going to help me with this and direct me in the direction to go. Because I'm the type of person that I don't just sit down and wait. And when people tell me no, I go to somebody else.
Yes.
So I went to the RIS, and I talked to the people with us several times. And so they told me, they say, we're going to try and get a hardship. It's called a hardship. I can't remember the total, but it is a hardship. So you cannot pay for it. You won't have to pay these taxes. So I filled out that application, and I got a reply back that the case was closed and that I wouldn't have to pay one penny of those taxes.
Thank you.
So when y'all hear me praise and thank the Lord for everything he's done, it's really a true thing. Because it wasn't nothing but God that did that. God to turn things around for you, and he'll do it over, and he's done it over and over and over for me. So y'all continue to pray for me, and God bless y'all. And I love everyone on this prayer line, so y'all continue to pray for me, because I know God loves me.
Thank you. From God. Nobody can do that but God. Thank God.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Steph from Arkansas, and I definitely enjoyed that testimony. Praise the Lord. And woman of God, I'd like to say, as you continue to seek God, God will never leave you. The Greek word for seek is nasiko. When you get up really early in the morning, hallelujah, he already knows the plan. He knew how your reaction was going to be when you received the news. He knew you would praise him. And I am on the line this morning. I've been on the road since 4 o'clock a.m. praising my God. And I begin to think, just a couple of days ago, I think Chief Ambassador had the wisdom seminar, and the word was fortress and a very present help for the time of trouble. I want you all to know, and I didn't share it with anyone, I was just grateful. 2 nights ago, I went into a store, and there was a robbery that was going on. Hallelujah. I didn't know actually what was going on. They locked us all in, and there were two girls that had was shoplifting, but also they had another partner that had a weapon. They locked us all in the store, and you know what? God will keep you under his refuge, because none of us knew what was going on. Praise the Lord. Until we were getting ready to exit the store, and cops had surrounded the store, they opened up the doors, and people were running out of the store, and immediately out of nowhere, I saw this cop leap across, tackled this one girl that was on the other side of me. And I began to look and see all of this in action, and all I could think was, the Lord is my protector, he's my fortress, he's my strength, because it didn't eradicate me from my position, it didn't shift me, I didn't get afraid, everybody was frantic, everybody was running, but all I could think of was, God, I love you. You planted me here. Now, who is it I need to witness to? That's all I could think about. Somebody needs to be saved. And they had all of these young kids that were sitting on the concrete, young, probably less than 16 years old. Somebody needed to tell them about Jesus. And they were surrounded by cops. Glory to God. And that was an opportunity. I don't know if you all can still hear me. Can you still hear me? But that was an opportunity. One of them said, I know the Lord, and I go to church. Glory to God. But that was somebody's child. Glory to God. And we began, there was one other lady in the parking lot with me, began to witness, and I couldn't move because they had my vehicle blocked in. So it was an opportunity. Because of that was another cop that knew Jesus, that knew me, glory to God. He knew I would not seize the opportunity. They were doing one other thing as they were lining them up. And I just thank God from that experience, God did something for me. It was another experience I could have looked at as a life-threatening. But thanks to God, gird your loins, God is setting us up for something, and we need to have our armor on, and I praise God all the way home. Glory to God. And I'm still thanking God, but I'm asking God for another opportunity to witness to him to the, where I am going now. We are living in a day where we don't have a clue what persecution is. But we can ask the young girl over in another country who stood up and said, I am a Christian. And who she was persecuted, glory to God. When we get talked about, we want to give up. But I'm just encouraging you, saints, I thank God for the day. I thank God for the assignment. I thank God that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I thank God that he's the very present help in the time of trouble. And thank you, Chief, for allowing God to give you a topic for such a time as this, because I embraced that immediately. It was in my spirit, because I know who I am and I know who I belong to. God bless all of you, and I just thank God that he continues to push all of you to another place in him. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for that one, for those wonderful praise reports. Will there be another one?
God bless you, and good morning. Good morning to our co-host this morning. Amen. God is doing mighty and magnificent things. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, giving a shout out to the Lord just to say thank you, thank you, thank you for another day. Thank God for the things that he is doing. And on that same note, I'm thanking God for our younger ambassadors-elect, ambassador-elect Jennifer and Sharla and Sheila. I am giving a shout out in their places. I know they're probably at work. We pray for them to get those good jobs. And I know that that's probably where they are. So we're giving a shout out for them. But I'm also thanking God, because on last night, I found out that a friend of ours is their child is in that shooting, in that killing in California with those people. And he's locked in his office. In his name, and our chief ambassador, God bless you, and good morning to you and your family, and Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line this morning. And I'm just thanking God for this prayer line, because so much has been delivered, so many have been healed, and so many have been set free. And we're just thanking God and praising God, because I know he's going to deliver this young man. He's locked in his office there at that place where they had that shooting and all the killing. The bishop-elect Elijah Hankerson's son is there in that place. And we're just continuing to pray, and I know God is going to deliver him without hurt, harm, and danger. Amen. The employees are locked in their offices and can't get out. The same as Ambassador Fitz was just saying, how they lock the doors, lock them all in. And that's what they do when there is a shooting of such magnitude. But we are thanking God, because I know God is going to deliver that little young Hankerson, and he is there at work. So just continue to help me lift up the name of the Lord, because we're going to shout hallelujah. We are shouting and praising God. Amen. He's one of the young men that go to these different places. When they had the shooting at Ferguson, they did a prayer visual there and different places where the tragedies have taken place. And he travels around the world praying for the people and covering the people. And now his own son is trapped in a situation that seems like a dilemma. But we are praising God for him, because we know he's coming out with his hands up. God bless you. Keep us in your prayer. And I thank God for the word of God in the word seminar. Thank God for you, you, and you. Thank God, Chief, for this topic this morning. God bless you all. Amen. Back into your hands.
God bless you. What a beautiful testimony. And we're going to be praying for the young man also. And will that be another testimony, another praise report? Enjoyed all those beautiful praise reports.
Let's take two more.
Okay, we have room for two more.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges, and I just want to say thank you, Lord, for another day. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank God for you. We still have room for one more. Thank God for all of his goodness. Thank God for his
thank you, Lord.
Go right ahead.
Praise God this morning. This is Ambassador Lex Johnson in New York, in Bronx, New York. I just want to just thank God for life today, for health and strength. I went to the neurosurgeon yesterday because they took an angiogram earlier, in November, and they found that I have this abnormal something that's going on that affects my ear and my hearing. And when we went to the doctor yesterday, I just thank God for prayer, because when we went, the neurosurgeon said that they have to repair the vessel in my cerebral. But he said that, the doctor said, thank God that it's at a stage where it just isn't serious. And he said that they can repair it and I won't have any more problems. So they're going to do the surgery on the 15th of December. But I related to prayer because they tried to do this a year ago and I didn't do it because I just waited. And I remember Dr. Johnson always tell us that the anointing takes time to work. And I waited a whole year before I went back and had anything done. And I just waited on God and I believed God. And I am going to allow them to do the repair that needs to be done, because he said if they do it now in this early stage where it's not even serious, that they can block off the vessel that's causing the problem and the blood flow will go and I will be just fine. And I believe God, and I know that you all are praying with me. And I just want to thank God for that, because it could have been a bad report, but it wasn't a bad report. It was a good report.
Thank the Lord. We thank God for that report, Stan Johnson.
Let me interrupt just a moment. Ambassador Lake, Mother Digby. Give me your name again. Who gave that report just then?
Evangelist Ann Johnson in Bronx, New York.
Bronx, New York. All right. Let me pray for your ears. It's your ears, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, thank you because you never sleep nor slumber. You were talking with me this morning, and I talked with you. And I'm asking you to hear me again. We can pray more than once. Jesus prayed several times in the garden there. And I want to ask you to look on a master like Ann Johnson in the Bronx there. Oh, God, I hear you saying, tell her to get her oil and drop 3 drops of oil in her ear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Regardless of what anybody says, whose report will you believe? I believe the report of the Lord. And do that in the name of Jesus. And God's going to give you a miracle, an absolute bona fide miracle.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for it. Thank God for it. Now, I want you to take, now is it both ears or one?
It's my right ear. It's my right ear, and it's affected the vein in my cerebral.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, so will you, I command you in the name of Jesus to allow the anointing to go in that area. Every area that's being affected. I'm asking the anointing to go in that area and bring healing virtue. God, we know that wherever you are, the anointing is. Be in that ear in the name of Jesus. You can walk through walls like Jesus did, even greater works. You can, oh God, before they know it, you can move in the cerebral. You can move in that ear duct. Move all around it. You can move all in there. And the Holy Ghost, thank you, because her temple is the home of the Holy Ghost. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God, let the Holy Ghost kick that whatever's wrong out of there, because that's in his home. And it has no right to live there. Get out! The blood of Jesus comes in there. And the blood of Jesus sets free. Heal that woman's ear. I know you can, Lord. I know you can. Unlike the three Hebrew boys, I know you can. I know you can. You're able to do it. Oh, God, and we just ask you to touch her and heal her. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Anybody else have any ear problems?
Yeah. Father Big Devil,
Thank you, Lord. You've heard the request. And you're able to do it. You're able. Touch. Get that oil and follow those instructions. Amen.
Okay.
And then you not for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We praise you and we honor you, Lord, for what you're going to do, what you have done already, and what you're going to do right now. Yes. Shut up, man. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe you're doing it, Lord. I believe that you're doing it. That's why I'm singing this verse here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Follow the instructions in the name. Lord, please don't let me act up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Oh, God, strengthen those arms and those legs. Strengthen the whole body. Oh, God, we're depending on you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Nobody has ever had a God who could do everything except you. I mean, you're the only true and living God. Touch your body. Lord, heal it. Raise it up, Lord, with strength like never before. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, God. We say yes. We say yes. Oh, we say yes. Oh, we say yes. Oh, we say yes. Oh, we say yes. Okay. We'll open up the prayer line this morning for prayer. For others, some of y'all, one of the things I'm trying to be is a compassionate person, a compassionate man.
Yeah.
I think more of you than I think of myself. I ask God to heal you more than I ask God to heal myself. Amen. You got a problem? God can solve it. And prayer changes things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Changes things. Amen. I want to tell that mother. And was facing that IRS situation. Prayer changed things for you. We just thank God for what he did for you. That's bona fide miracle. I want y'all to record those things. Amen, my God. IRS taxes over $200,000. And God erased the taxes. Oh, my God. Erased it. Amen. Says she don't owe nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We want to remember some of these things, not some of them, but all these things that God is doing. Amen. And we want to give him glory and praise for it. We don't desire any of his glory. We don't desire any of his praise. We want him to have all of it. But we do want to make known his beauty among the people and remember his benefits. Amen. Thank God. God bless all of you. Now, somebody else who needs. The anointing is present to heal and to deliver anybody. And somebody else who has a prayer request, you need.
Yeah.
Let me pray for Hankerson right now, Lord. Pastor Hankerson's sons, deliver him, protect him, put a shield of protection all around him. God, keep your hand hovered over him. You did it for Job. You're not a respected person. The reason why the devil couldn't touch Job is because your hand was there. Oh, God. And we need you to put your hand over Hankerson. Oh, keep it over there. Don't let him be harmed, but protect him. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Somebody else who has a prayer request while the anointing is moving, you want to get it in there.
If you got to make peace with your place of life, friend Nelson Wilson and our husband, they both are. Peace not walking, he's not found his foot. And she's not down, but she has poverty. So she has to take care of him. So pray for them, and Wilson.
You said the Wilson?
Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Clovis, and his name is Willie.
Willie and Clovis? Who?
Clovis, C-L-O-V-I-S, Clovis and Willie.
Clovis and Willie.
Wilson.
God, thank you. A Wilkie or Wilkie?
Sister Renee McNaught from San Angelo, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Pray for her. Give me the name again. Tell me the name again, okay?
McNaught.
I'm still not understanding. I'm here in the hospital with my. Okay, go ahead.
This is Sister Renee McKnight from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I need special prayers.
I want you to lift your hands right now, Sister McKnight, because you need the Lord. Your back is against the wall. I see you all last night, you were weeping. And I want you to know God. Let me tell you something else. A lot of people don't understand you, Sister McKnight. Yeah, all your life, you've been a misunderstood person.
Yeah.
Hurting you. You've been cut and bruised so much. Yeah. But this morning, God said, lay your head on your shoulder because he understands you. And he's coming to see about you this morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a sign that the things you're saying to you are true. He's coming to see about you this morning. Amen. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He has blessings in your name, Lord. I wouldn't say that if that wasn't true.
Yeah.
He has blessings in your name, Lord. And when I was singing yes, and thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You're one of the people that I'm praying for. Mm-hmm. Because God feels your pain. He knows all about it. It's been nice. God, help us, Lord. God, I'm going to ask you to do something. Dispatch some more angels. She got some.
Yes.
That's the one that she got. Be in contact with them. And in the name of Jesus, dispatch more angels to go there and see about this precious prayer warriors, yeah. Touch it in the name of Jesus. God, fix it. I pray that you take your hand, Lord, and your word, your tender hand of mercy, and massage her heart that's been hurt and bruised so much. Help her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Come out of this. The hand up, praising you. Oh. Lift your hand, Sister McKnight.
Yes. Yeah.
Lift your hand.
Thank you,
please. That's exactly what you said. Tell him thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to give you some instructions. I want you to praise your way out of this. I want you to be a thank you person all day long. Don't let nothing stop your praises. Because the enemy will surely stop you, try his best to stop you, rather, because he doesn't like people praising God. But I want you to praise God today, like you already got the problem solved. And you're going to see a miracle happen.
Yes, Jesus. You're mighty God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just keep on praising him today and see what God's going to do. I tell you, you can't really praise God like that without him paying attention to you. Once you grab his attention, once you just keep praising, no matter what happens, anything negative happens, just say thank you, Jesus, for it. Grandma does mean in all things give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning you. So I want you to praise him. Oh, hallelujah, all day long. And come back tomorrow morning and tell us what God did for you. Would you do that?
Okay, no. Monday.
That's Monday, okay. Come back on Monday. I'm sorry, come back on Monday morning and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Yes.
All right. Amen. I'm looking for a miracle to happen to you.
Come and bless it, Dave.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you. I know God's doing something for you, Sister McKnight. You hear me?
Yes.
I know God's doing something for you because I'm experiencing what Jesus went through.
Yes.
As he healed the woman who had the issue of blood, he said, somebody touch me. He said, anybody can touch me. But he knew it was different because he felt the virtue go out of him, I felt. The virtue of Jesus Christ went out to you. And I feel myself getting weaker all the time. And something happened.